The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, can I maybe assume that you are somewhat angry this afternoon?
I'm not just angry, I think furious, but also extremely, extremely frustrated. And I want to put the challenge to South Africans out there, especially those of you who work in Israel advocacy. Guys, they're taking our narratives. They're taking the narratives of South Africa, our painful history, and they're taking the narrative of Israel and absolutely rewriting history. We have to take it back. We cannot be silent. We cannot assume that it's up to other people to deal with. We have to take it back, and we have to do it now.
Rolene, they've criminalized the entire Israeli state. What shocked me so badly was that there's no distinction drawn between the West Bank and Israel within the Green Line.
This is absolutely on purpose. Also, they have conflated Arab.
I don't know what is going on with the line today. This is such an important discussion that we really need to have with Rolene. Sinner is trying to retrieve the call. I've got Rolene Marks back with me. What a time to have lost you, Rolene.
Okay, so you were talking just before we were cut off by the gremlins that they're criminalizing the whole of Israel. So in 1975, we had the Zionism is racism, which was then repudiated. Today, we have the Israel is an apartheid state accusation, and make no mistakes about it. The intentions of this report, which are an absolute sham, in fact, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Post, and organizations from the South African Zionist Federations to APAC to the Anti-Defamation League to the British Board of Jewish Deputies to the Democrats for Israel to South Africa Israel Policy Forum to everybody in between, Australia Zionist Federation, everyone in between has denounced and dismissed this report, calling it an absolute delusional criminalization of a report. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs have called it anti-Semitic, and while that's true, I think they need to come out with a much stronger argument against it. Arab Chavar Knesset for Meretz, Isawi Fresh, has also condemned it, saying, and he is an Arab, yeah. He has said it is not, Israel is not an apartheid state. Wow. Arab-Israeli activists Mohammed Kabir, Yusuf Haddad have also condemned it. In fact, a major TV network approached Yusuf for a debate on this very subject, and they then cancelled, and he was told Amnesty International only want to debate Jews. So that is effectively Amnesty International practicing apartheid, because that Arab-Israeli would have schooled them in the fact that Israel is not an apartheid state, and that's not a narrative that they want to hear. But Amnesty International, as you've said, have criminalized Israel. They have said successive administrations have practiced apartheid both inside Israel and in the West Bank and Gaza. They have redefined what they see as apartheid. They have given their own definition. When I challenged some of their supporters this morning, they said apartheid is not exclusive to South Africa and they can redefine it under international law. No, they can't. It is unique to South Africa, and you will not exploit the history of South Africa and its victims to suit your hate-mongering, divisive, and anti-peace agenda.
Nowhere
in this report, and this has been called out by the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post, do they deal with Hamas, the Palestinian Authority, the Palestinian Authority's refusal to have elections, the pay-for-slay scheme, the economy of terror, the Hamas charter, the firing of rockets, and the routine calls for the destruction of Israel. Nowhere in that report is that dealt with.
And yet, Rolene, this is going to have very significant and real effects. Students worldwide, Jewish students on campuses, are going to struggle in light of this latest finding. The ICC is going to be mandated to look into Israel from a criminal perspective. I mean, something needs to be done, and a concrete action needs to be taken.
Well, that's their intention. The intention is they want the ICC to look into Israel. This is their end game. You know, they cannot defeat Israel militarily. To defeat Israel through lawfare. So now we have lifeware. We have absolute lifeware. Just make up accusations and promote that as a report. I mean, even the announcement saying we will be making our press conference from Beirut time. It's normally given as Jerusalem time, but they're making it from Beirut time. I mean, you can't make this up. You are talking about making an announcement on Beirut time, which talks about Lebanon, a country that has active discriminatory policies against Palestinians, and you're not dealing with the singling out of Israel for opprobrium, the demonization of Israel, the questioning Israel's legitimacy as the nation state of the Jewish people, and the application of double standards is exactly what the IRA definition that has been roundly adopted around the world is, nothing short of anti-Semitism.
So where to from here in respect of this report, Lorraine?
Where to from here? Well, as you've said, it's going to have an effect, especially on young people, because many people will just take this at face value. They think that Amnesty International is a credible organization. Now, David Collier, who's an investigative journalist, has done a deep dive into Amnesty International, their employment practices. And what he's found is pretty damning. Not only do they whitewash terror, but they actually employ employees who have supported terrorist organizations. Their funding is also incredibly dubious. And also this alignment of organizations like Human Rights Watch and Beit Selem, who have obsessive focuses on Israel and get their funding through as much anti-Israel invective they can produce, needs to be called into question. This needs to be made aware worldwide, and we need to fight this. It can't be left to other people to deal with. We need to fight this and fight it with all our might.
Let's move on to the Whoopi Goldberg story. I'm going to own up to the fact that I don't really know what is going on. I missed this one. Why she caused such a brouhaha?
Whoopi Goldberg is one of the hosts of The View, where several very opinionated women, and no, I didn't get the call, and I consider myself quite opinionated, discuss the issues of the day. Now, the iconic book Mouse has been... not banned, but it's been taken away from studies by the Tennessee Board of Education, because apparently when you teach your little darlings about the Holocaust, you really need to do it in a sweet and nice way. The mouse is far too much for them to deal with, and has, oh, gasp, horror, naked people in it. Well, Whoopi and her cohorts were talking about, you know, the importance of Holocaust education and all of that, and Whoopi went on to say, well, the Holocaust was not about race, it was about white people against white people. So evidently she has never read a book, seen a movie, knows nothing about history. Wow. Of that time, the Holocaust was absolutely about race. We were deemed by the Nazis to be an inferior race, marked out and singled out for extermination, because we were what the master race saw as the Untermenschen, inferior. Needless to say, the Anti-Defamation League got hold of her, very interesting, because they made their own very nefarious definition of race over the weekend and were roundly piled into, or what do they call, ratioed now is the word. And she has issued an apology and then went on Stephen Colbert and basically doubled down, saying, well, you know, if the KKK are coming after us and I'm standing next to a white person, I'm going to run, but the white person doesn't need to because they won't be identified. So what has resulted is Yad Vashem inviting Whoopi Goldberg to Yad Vashem, and in fact to Israel to see that we, in fact, are multiracial, and that she needs to learn and brush up on her Holocaust education.
And I used to be a massive Whoopi Goldberg fan. I'm not so sure anymore. Rolene Marks, that was a difficult Israel report this afternoon. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Absolutely.